Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Yeah, well, it's welcome to the monthly mentoring session. It's June of 2023, 2025. And Lord, we just thank you for your goodness. Just want to jump right into this word that is a powerful word that's going right now. It's restoration, repayment, and healing for this month. And Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We ask that you release your power, your presence, restoration, repayment, healing. We release everything. Father, would you release the angels? Release encouragement, the Holy Spirit. I felt like there was like a, almost like a dam breaking forth of things that have been held back, even right now, being released to us. And so, Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for everything that you're doing right now. In Jesus' name, amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. An update right now. First of all, thank you all, partners. And this is the monthly mentoring session. And then later this will be turned into the Spirit Connection podcast that will go out to the internet and the entire world. Really grateful for our entire Enlight Connection team. And couldn't do it without the partners and you all. And our entire team. So we're really thankful for everybody. Right now, an update on the cyber attack. Thank you for your support and prayers, first of all, and that we're up. Everything's back up and working. Our website is working, and we're still collecting the need for prayer, extra prayer to break through in this final part of it. The banks are finalizing these. The transaction fees that happened to us in the cyber attack last February. And so we're trying to get that finalized where the transaction fees will just be waived. And these are fees. These were not, this is not like it was, credit card fraud that was against us, you know. In other words, it was fees that the banks charged us for the credit card fraud. And we fixed it, but we want to just break through right now. And in the process of this, our website's now secure and everything, but in the process that we inadvertently, as a ministry for the first time in a very long time, we incurred debt. And we didn't know it was happening until afterwards, but we incurred debt. More, I'm not sure the exact amount, but definitely wanted to keep praying to break this off and get the plan of the Lord. Over 20,000 for sure, maybe in the course of 40,000 because of what's owed back to us. And so 20,000 in debt right now, we believe in the Lord for a plan, for a retirement plan, the debt repayment plan. And that's the word this month is the restoration, repayment, and healing. And so we thank you all for giving and praying for us and being part of the partnership. And this, of course, will be going out to the internet as well to people beyond our partners. So consider if the Lord puts on your heart to donate again. We appreciate it. DougAddison.com/give. And we're really, really grateful. This month, we're also running a special still. Because of Pentecost it's there's 50% off of all my digital products right now. You don't even need a coupon code. You just can get anything at 50% off until the end of the month. So we're really grateful. Oh, we thank you, Lord. I just want to release this peace right now. The Lord is releasing peace. We declare, peace be still to the storms. Don't get caught up in the storms right now. And one of the words I heard Jeremiah 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for I, the Lord, your God, will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. And so, Father, we come into agreement with that word, that we can be strong. It's time to be strong and courageous. Be focused on the Lord. He's healing and protecting us right now. He's breaking off things that have been trying to hold us back. And he's bringing this deeper healing. He's putting things into place. And so Joshua 1:9 is a powerful part of how he's working. I want to write that down, begin to pray it in. Thank you, Lord. He's breaking off fear. He's breaking off the different things that are related to that. And so, Father, I thank you that you're going to, one of the things, I thank you for this focus right now that he's bringing. He's bringing a greater focus. And it's time to be encouraged, to stay strong, to stay focused on the Lord, because he's preparing us for some things. Deeper healing is taking place. The word I got, the three things, restoration, repayment, and healing. Psalm 34, 15 and 18. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. That's a very powerful thing that he's doing right now. And on top of that, that was Psalm 34, 15 and 18. But Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. He's healing hope deferred. He's healing these deeper things. People have been crying out to him right now. Father, we thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and that I just stop so often. I just stop and just praise the Lord in the midst of the storms here. The Lord's healing broken hearts. He's healing those basically who have gone through long suffering. Anybody here been in long suffering or know someone in long suffering? So he's healing those who have been in long suffering, and he's bringing answers to prayers right now. Deeper restoration, also healing of hope deferred. So, Father, I'm going to move in and out of prayer when I feel it. So, over this, I just declare it, that this be done right now with the group that we're here and the ones who are watching the recording, and as well, those that, as this goes out to the internet and to the world. And so, Father, I ask you to bring the healing of hope deferred, bring greater grace. Bring greater understanding. Bring peace. Remember, Jesus said this. He just said to speak to your storm, peace be still.